From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. London police say they are chasing down suspects in their investigation to determine who is responsible for the rush hour bomb attack on a city subway. Meantime, Britain has raised the terror threat level to critical after the attack claimed by the Islamic State. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
For this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets, providing extra protection.
Islamic State said an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. And North Korean leader today, Kim Jong-un, says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to complete his nuclear program. This is VOA News.